My heart is literally bursting in so many wonderful ways. I am so grateful in this moment when I sit down and record this podcast episode. And today, in today's podcast episode, it's a little, I guess, behind the scenes. There's so many things I want to tell you, and it is front and center on my mind and in my heart because tonight I'm attending some business awards, and I will explain more about that. I have had three events in real life events this week, and I have been surrounded for hours and hours already this week by women who are so fiercely committed to becoming the best versions of themselves, but also supporting each other in the process. So, a little behind the scenes, I really hope that you will walk away from this podcast episode feeling inspired to take action in your own life in a big way. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Yes, inspired action in a really big way. Okay, welcome back to the podcast episode. I hope you're having a wonderful day doing whatever you're doing. I hope your week has been great. And I am so excited about so many things right now. And I am like, where do I even begin? What do I tell you? So as you know, so much of what I do day to day, kind of behind the scenes of what my businesses are, is really all about supporting women and watching them walk in greater health and well-being, because that is such an integral part of how we show up every single day. How you feel will ripple out into the relationships, into your energy, into your magnetic, energetic kind of feeling that people have when they're around you. Like, it's such a huge piece. It's how your sleep is, your hormones. Like, I mean, you know, the obvious things perhaps. So I love and adore being able to connect women to resources and tools and coaching that really supports them in that. But her Collab Co. Is also a physical location. It's a bricks and mortar. I call it a headquarters, to be honest. I'm like, it's the headquarters for your dreams, because it really, really is. And this week, I have been a part of three in-person, in real life events locally within our own space. I also attended another full day event on Monday of this week, actually. Which was all about business. And we were representing at that event. There was six of us from our community at Her Collab Co. that were able to be there. And it was just so amazing to see incredible women within our community and to talk to the ones that I knew. I met some new friends as well. And being in these rooms, obviously it's something that I love. Like, I've created a whole business model around that. And I'm really, you know, working to pioneer that in our local community. A safe space for women to come who are either, you know, self-employed, entrepreneurs, freelancers, or maybe they're professionals and they're also looking for a supportive professional community to, you know, just help them become the best versions of themselves, ultimately, is how I see it. So being a part of these events, and I don't know if you've been to one recently, but if you haven't, please, please seek one out. Go with a friend, you know, or don't be also afraid to walk into rooms that you don't know people. That does take great confidence and courage, but you will not be disappointed. And so just watching women, especially after the last few years and so many people not being in those settings, it is just every time I'm in a room like that, I just try to take many moments to pause and soak it all in because I'm so grateful. And I think that if you walk into rooms, live events, in-person things, especially as it relates to career or things that you're maybe interested in, like maybe it's not business for you, maybe you just really want to learn something new. I actually have one of my best friends that was just doing an herbalism course or like a class workshop for a few hours. And I'm so excited to hear what her takeaways were from that. So, you know, there's lots of really cool ways that you can upgrade and just be excited. You know, if you're feeling a little lackluster and you're just like, I don't know, it's like the monotony of the day. You know, there's a podcast episode called Magic in the Mundane, and I'm all for the mundane because that really is such a beautiful piece of life too. I do believe that. Like, we can't constantly be doing all these exciting, fun things and going all over the place. Like, I don't think, at least that's not how I want to live my life. But it is so nice to disrupt your current routines, to get out of some of the mundane parts and to challenge yourself. And I think that there's a really beautiful art to nurturing relationships, getting to know people. And if you're somebody that feels a little nervous walking into those rooms, here's a few things that I feel like I've learned along the way. Be curious. That is like literally the number one way that I have got out of my own head and stayed within my body in those settings. Be curious about other humans. Ask them questions about themselves. Like, love on them. I mean, and then watch how things go. I think people are so, and genuinely interested, not just like asking questions to ask questions, but I found when I was going into rooms, especially when I started actually dating my husband and he was still playing in the NHL and we were in, you know, just like galas and different rooms that I felt very unqualified to be in for a long time. That's another story, maybe for another day, but like, as you become and feel more qualified, like I just want to tell you, you are qualified. You're a human. Every single person in that room also wakes up and does the exact same things that you do to a certain degree. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be there and why you aren't also a person of interest to people. So I just really believe that if you're a good person and you're curious and you walk in, be very aware of your energy. Don't overthink like your body language, but be open, smile, you know, like it doesn't have to be a lot more to that, and just be open to what's possible. I am always excited too when I go into rooms like that to think like, who's going to sit beside me today, or who am I going to sit beside? I talked just about intuition the other day, and actually I'm going to come back and talk more about that because we did just have a workshop this week all about intuition in business with a new friend of mine, Kristen, who was amazing. So anyways, I will tell you more about that later, but just intuitively even walking into a room and being like, where do I feel guided to go? You know, like don't overthink it. Just like, oh, do I feel like I'm going to go and check out this table if it's not like arranged seating, you know what I mean? And you spot somebody who looks interesting, you know, walk up, introduce yourself, and then start asking them some questions. Smile, you know, like be a friendly face for people. So anyways, those were just a couple of nuggets because I'm sitting here telling you I want you to go do things. But if you're like freaked out by that, and you're like, that sounds like the worst idea. There's big events, there's small events, there's lots of different topics. And I have a feeling if you can get out of your own way for a second and put yourself into a different environment, into a different room or community, you will be so grateful. You will. You'll definitely have some takeaways. I feel very confident that you will find some great connections. And I will say, you know, it does come knowing what communities you're kind of drawn to and making sure they feel good. I feel like most of my experiences have been very positive. I mean, for sure there's some rooms you go and you're like, yeah, this isn't maybe the place for me. And that's fine. Like, I think that's also very validating. So the power of in real life events. I just want to encourage you, get in those places and spaces. Try something new this spring. Like look up something locally or somewhere, maybe it's a destination. I actually just booked myself into another event coming up next month that it was like, you know, that intuitive heck yes, like I'm all in. One of my best friends was telling me about another business event actually, and it's catered to rural female founders. And I was like, hey, that's me, small town. And it just looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. I found out somebody, a friend of ours is actually speaking at it too. So I'm so excited. I'm sure I'll be talking about that next month, but my heart in gathering women and watching women find themselves is just, it's the best thing. Like I'm literally so grateful. And actually last night we had our monthly success and sparkle soiree. You can go back. There's a podcast episode explaining all about that and how I was kind of calling you to create your own. If you can't come and join us in person, which I hope you can. This is a collaboration I did with a friend of mine, Nia. She has a beautiful shop in downtown Stratford called Good Vibrations Rock Shop. And she actually hosted us this month. The first several of these were actually hosted in our space in St. Mary's. And we had such a beautiful turnout last night. It was like the perfect night, sunny and gorgeous. The world is waking up. Downtown Stratford is getting busier. We have the festival, which is very, very popular, and lots of people travel in for that, and our town really comes alive in the spring and summer and fall for that, which was really exciting to feel and witness last night. And I was so proud of the women that walked into that room last night. Some we knew, some were from our community or been there before. But if you're sitting here being like, I don't want to do that, I just want to encourage you, because I watched and listened to at least three of the 12, I believe, were scared to be there. And they were very vulnerable. I think we can hold space in a really beautiful way for them. And they know it's a safe space to say these things. That's really important, having the right, you know, facilitators and feeling like it's a safe space. But they admitted, you know, that they almost didn't come because they didn't know anybody. They didn't know really what it was. They had never been before. So they were obviously trusting us. But they were so grateful that they did. And I hope that they walked away also feeling like we did a good job of seeing them and listening to them and encouraging them. And our Success and Sparkle Soiree is all about celebrating the wins, you know, enjoying the journey. Sometimes we take life too seriously. Hi, that's me. And with the best of intentions, right? So being able to see them sit there and us kind of just cheer them on for being able to be there, you know, and share what they're up to and share what they're excited about and share a win from, you know, the last week or last month or multiple wins, explain about their businesses. Like it's so amazing. And I'm just, when I see people who are doing it for the first time, it brings me back because I remember those feelings too. And the more you do it, the more comfortable you get. And I know that they're all walking away with new friends, you know, they all started following each other and like you learn about really unique things and businesses and make new friends. And it's not that you're called to be best friends with everybody. Like that's certainly not the thing, but I think it's just such a unique way to expand your network. If you're feeling stuck, if you're looking for inspiration, I don't know if you're not picking up what I'm putting down by now, go find an event, go do something, or come hang out with us. Seeing women support women and finding those communities is life-giving, like literally so life-giving. And I just want that for you. I want you to experience that. And then I guess further to that, the last little wrap-up piece here is I'm also just, I think I'm reflecting in a bigger way this week too, because I am heading to the Business Excellence Awards. It's put on by our local Stratford Chamber of Commerce. And this is in recognition of being nominated for a Trailblazing Award, which I am so grateful for. And I can honestly say to you, first of all, I still don't know who nominated me. So whoever did that, thank you. You're so sweet and so kind. What I didn't realize is how good recognition actually feels. And I'm being very honest with you because I, to be honest, I didn't know if that ever mattered to me. And it's just a nomination. But for me, what it actually really is reminding me of and making me feel all the feels today as I kind of go through my routine today. And I booked myself off. I'm supposed to be with our homeschooling group today. I go every Thursday with them, and I just kind of booked myself off. First of all, the outfit that I thought I was going to wear, my husband was like, that is not gala appropriate. I was like, what? I thought I had everything figured out. So I'm going to make a quick trip to the city and try to find something that I feel really good in for tonight. But anyways, that's my fault. My bad. But I also just want to soak in today, because I just, again, the whole purpose of even this, to take it back to the Success and Sparkle Soiree, it's the whole thing that we're constantly going after big dreams and things and in movement and motion and doing and, you know, becoming and like, I love the journey of it. But how often do we pause and recognize how far we've come? So that's what I want this takeaway today from this podcast to be for you. First of all, I really want you to get yourself into new spaces and places and up level as a woman and as a human and as an ambitious woman. You know, like, you're doing some amazing things. I see the benefit every single week when women choose to get themselves in those rooms. But I also, as I sit here and marinate on this day, and I'm just going to like do things as slowly as I can. I am actually recording this podcast in real time, so I'm recording it Thursday morning. Forgive me, but I don't know. I really wanted to talk about this today too, because this is just very fresh on my heart and my mind. I want you to take some time to reflect, even if you're not getting the recognition that you deserve right now. I want you to know how far you've come, you know, like, these are the things in my life right now. They are the things I've been praying for. And how often do we press pause long enough to receive and feel the love or the recognition of that? And we aren't always going to get that validation and recognition from other people. I mean, I quite honestly feel like within business, this is the first quote unquote recognition from an outside community, not just the people that I insulate and surround myself with that tell me, you know, the sweetest things all the time. This is like outward, you know, and it feels a little uncomfortable, I'm not gonna lie. Regardless of what happens, to be nominated alone feels so good. And I say this too, it's not about me. I just am so grateful for the opportunity to be able to continue to magnify our community at Her Collab Co. It is built on beautiful relationships and trust. And we have some incredible women in there within our local community who are creating unbelievable impact through their products and their services and their businesses or in their careers. And for me, that's what this recognition actually feels. It feels like a bit of validation that we're onto something here. You know, we've been in business now for 2 years, and oh my gosh, you guys, I actually feel like maybe I need to correct this, because I feel like there's many podcast episodes last month actually 2 months ago in March, where I was like, it's our birthday month at Her Collab Co. We're turning three. No, we turned two. I can't even. Some of my friends at Her Collab Co, I told them all, and I was like, you guys, we just turned two. It feels like 100 years, and then it feels like, I don't know, yesterday, all at the same time. No, we turned two. We've been incorporated for that long, though. Just our renovation took a lot longer, and for whatever reason, God help me, I don't know why, when I was doing the math like that I miscalculated that. But anyways, we are officially 2 years old, and to see what we've done, to see how many members we have had in our space in that time, how many events we've run, the hundreds of women that have come through our door, it is like, it's a God thing. Like, I'm just like, this is not about me. This is so much bigger than me. And we have so many exciting things on the horizon that this like pause I get to have with my husband tonight and go get dressed up, pray for me as I find an outfit, is really just acknowledging and kind of like an intuitive, or not an intuitive, I feel like it's like a God wink in a way of like, keep going, you know, this is, it's working. And I just want you to also pause today and just say like, wow, it's working. And if it's not feeling like it's working, I just want you to keep sowing those seeds, because I've had many moments where it's like you're questioning everything. You're wondering if it's working. It feels hard, like you're literally pushing water uphill. You're hurting little kitty cats. Like, what the heck am I doing? Don't give up. Yes, you can sometimes pivot, and that is the right thing to do. Sometimes you say no to things, you change, you evolve. You're allowed to do that, but don't ever stop. There were times that I honestly questioned if this was the right thing to do. Like, it didn't make sense in the season of life that I was in to open the doors at Her Collab Co. necessarily. I didn't have it all figured out. Let me tell you that. But that's part of it. And I just believe in you, and I believe in your ability to persevere and figure things out, to surround yourself with the right people who will, you know, give you wise counsel and support you. And so I hope that you can look wherever you are, even if it doesn't feel really, really good right now. You're not on like the mountain that I'm standing on right now in this moment. Life is humbling though, right? Like, there's always the ups and downs, but I'm so grateful for this journey. And I'm so grateful for this recognition for our community that continues to grow and is creating impact so beautifully in different places. Like, there's this massive ripple effect from our little space in St. Mary's, and watching women come together has been unbelievable. Like, it really, really is unbelievable. So I'm over here cheering you on. I'm being so grateful for this like day, this moment in time, being able to look back. I'm so grateful for the, you know, the spaces I've been in this week. I'm like, I don't know. There's so many takeaways. There's so many things I would love to share with you, but I want you to experience it. I want you to get yourself into those rooms as well too. And please know, our doors are always open at Her Collab Co. You are always welcome. If you're sitting here watching what we're doing and you are local, get yourself in there with us. Like, honestly, no strings attached. Come on in. We'll have a conversation, coffee, one of our custom wellness teas, and just chat. You know, you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes, like, as we're creating something that's new, it's not something you've ever experienced before. I can say that. So I hope that this episode just kind of meets you where you're at. And I really do hope that you will walk away from this just feeling inspired to take action, action on whatever is the next right step for you. You know, maybe it's personally, maybe it's in your health, maybe it's in your finances or your relationships, or maybe it is in your career. So just kind of sit with it. I hope you can marinate on like the goodness and the beautiful things that are happening in your life. And you are getting that, like those God winks that yes, you're on the right path. And I just really would encourage you to seek out something this spring that's really going to light you up, make you feel inspired, and really get you excited about where you're going. And if I can support you in any way, please know you can always come over and chat on Instagram or Facebook or all the places, or leave a comment for the podcast, which is always so, so appreciated as well. But I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you for being here, and I will catch you back here next time. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.